I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Libyan city of Misrata has come to symbolize the struggle against Muammar Gaddafi's rule. Misrata is the rebels' main stronghold. It's in western Libya, and it's withstood a seven-week siege by pro-Gaddafi forces. But conditions in the city are becoming increasingly desperate, despite NATO airstrikes against Gaddafi's troops. And today, a White House spokesman said the U.S. has no plans to take a more active role in the conflict. Reporter Megan Williams spoke today in Naples, Italy, with the head of the NATO mission in Libya. His name is Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard. Megan, by all accounts, there is a mounting humanitarian crisis in Misrata with food and water and medical supplies all in very short supply. Did the Lieutenant General have an answer to those who are frustrated that NATO doesn't seem to be doing more to relieve that situation?
Well, the sense I got from General Bouchard is that he's just as frustrated as the people are. He's well aware that the situation is desperate in the city and that NATO really can't do a whole lot right now. Gaddafi's methods are such that he's protecting himself by civilians, and NATO is able to stop Gaddafi and his troops moving around outside of cities, but actually within the cities it's much more challenging. And here's what the general said about the situation right now there.
Inside the city, it's a very difficult, tough situation. Gaddafi forces have taken their uniforms off. They're hiding on rooftops of mosques, hospitals, schools. That's where their heavy equipment is positioned, near mosques, near school. And they're shielding themselves with women and children. So when people ask me, why aren't you doing something? Well, I'm not going to lower to his level. I'm not going to do the kind of warfare that he's doing. My job is to help the population.
So the question is then, how is NATO going to help the population? There's been talk of the eventual introduction of NATO ground troops. Does Lieutenant General Bouchard see this as a viable option?
No, right now, he said, it's not an option at all. I mean, NATO has been given a very narrow mandate, which is to protect civilians through the use of the Air Force. He said NATO is not going to be putting boots on the ground, nor does the NATO force in the area have the equipment to. I mean, they have ships and they have warplanes, but they're not set up to go in, even to protect humanitarian efforts. So right now, the challenge, obviously, is that they have to be extremely careful about killing civilians when they drop bombs. So he said they're focusing on other sorts of targets.
We're after his lines of communication. We're after his ammo depot. We're after his command and control system. We continue to hit tanks where we can and not cause any more damage than his forces are doing. Just, in fact, I'd say less than 2 hours ago, two more tanks were destroyed in the Misrata area. So we continue all the time to put pressure on him.
All right. Well, Megan, right now there seems to be a bit of a stalemate between Gaddafi troops and NATO. Neither side seems to be making any headway. Did the Lieutenant General have any thoughts on which side might gain the most from continuing a stalemate?
Some analysts think that the stalemate could give the rebels the advantage because it will give them time to train and equip. The problem on the ground is that there's a lot of chaos. I mean, these are untrained men. So if in some way they bought a bit more time, they might be able to face off against Gaddafi's troops more effectively. But others worry that the longer that this goes on, the less interest the NATO countries will have in protecting the civilians. Divisions could emerge within NATO. Bickering could take place. But General Bouchard says the main military concern right now is that Gaddafi will use the standoff to reload.
Our job is to stop him from hitting the civilian population. But what I want to make sure is these stops do not become a temporary moment for the Gaddafi regime to reload their weapons. And that, I'm working on that. It's a knife fight in a phone booth, and it's very difficult to get in the middle of that. But sometimes you're better off just to make sure that nobody else gets inside that and to make sure that we stop the reinforcements.
All right. That, once again, is Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard, who is the head of the NATO mission in Libya. And he spoke to you, Megan Williams, from Naples, Italy. Thank you very much for talking about your interview with him.
Thank you, Lisa.